New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's regular press briefings have become emblematic of what we're all dealing with. But the crisis is now beginning to trickle into small, seemingly out-of-the-way towns. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports on one community in the region that could be a canary in the coal mine for the rural West.
The town of Shelby sits on the high plains of north-central Montana. It's home to a lot of wheat and barley fields, a pretty good high school football team, and an Amtrak train that passes through town twice a day.
The people here are fantastic. There's a huge sense of community.
That's William Kiefer. He leads the only hospital in the entire county that offers 24/7 emergency services. And he says Shelby is a town where most everyone knows everyone. So when folks here started getting sick and even dying from COVID-19, it hit hard.
I mean, I think that everyone's reaction is one of despair. You know, you feel terrible. We feel terrible that this has happened to our residents.
The virus ripped through the hospital's assisted living facility in late March, infecting more than a dozen staff and residents. And as of April 15th, it had killed 3 people in the county. And because that county has such a small population, that meant it now has one of the highest per capita death rates from COVID-19 in the entire West. Former Shelby Mayor Larry Bondurant says he knows everyone who passed away.
They all had major health problems. They'd all been sick before.
And now the town, just like the rest of the state of Montana, is under a strict stay-at-home directive.
You know, a lot of the Main Street businesses are closed. And, you know, the restaurants are all kind of doing takeout. And I think everybody's adapted to it. Nobody likes it.
In fact, Bondurant supports protests against the directive. He thinks it doesn't work. Christine Porter vehemently disagrees. She teaches public health at the University of Wyoming and says staying home is one of the only ways that rural towns like Shelby can protect themselves from the virus.
Left to its own devices, it will spread like wildfire, something we're familiar with.
Small, far-flung rural towns have mostly been protected from COVID-19 so far, but Porter says this could change rapidly. Just like it did for Shelby.
It's imported from whether it's the next county or, you know, a traveler who stopped to get gas or, you know, who knows.
Rural towns are acutely vulnerable because folks living there are often older and these towns often have limited medical capacities. For instance, Shelby only has 21 hospital beds and 2 ventilators. But some of the West's small towns aren't taking the threat seriously enough because, unlike Shelby, they aren't seeing many confirmed cases in their counties yet. Porter says this is a frustrating yet common public health dilemma. She explains it using a parable called babies in the river.
Let's say you're standing by, you know, the river having a nice picnic, and then you see a baby floating by and drowning. What do you do?
Well, you jump in the water and you save it. But then you see another baby floating in the river, and another, and another.
And then there's 1,000 babies in the river that are all drowning. What do you do? You cannot save all the babies.
She says this is how some rural communities in the United States are treating the threat of COVID-19. When there are no babies drowning in their own rivers, they don't see a need to change their behavior so drastically.
Until we see the suffering, we don't believe it and don't think it's worth the cost of the public health measures. Even though once you start seeing the effects in your community, it's not too late to still save some lives, but it's too late to prevent the slam.
Porter is especially concerned about the handful of conservative states that have resisted enacting stay-at-home orders. Those orders, she says, are demonstrably helping to flatten the curve. Back in Shelby, hospital CEO William Kiefer says Montana's directive is helping his town wrest control over the outbreak there.
We believe that everyone staying in their homes and doing the following the guidance of the CDC is incredibly important, and that it's to this point been very successful in Toole County.
And there's something else that Shelby did that we should all take note of for future pandemics. It planned ahead before the virus even reached our shores.
You know, we have a group of dedicated people here that thought, wow, if it does hit the United States, we're a very rural frontier facility and we should do everything in our power now.
All the way back in January, the hospital began purchasing and storing personal protective equipment. That's because even though Shelby isn't a ski resort or a bustling city, there's that Amtrak train that comes through twice a day between Seattle and Chicago, and the trucks that roll past along the main highway, and the families getting back from vacation.
Although we're small, we're not isolated. People do move around quite a bit.
And in this pandemic, it's that movement that can kill. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.